You're listening to Room 208 Podcast, September 23rd, 2005. This week we've got student news, word of the week, some mail, and also a message from Richard Gutarski from Sweden. First up, student news.
Student news!
This week we looked through microscopes. We read a paper that tells us how to use microscopes the right way. We read the paper with Mr. Sprankle. We looked at all different things. For example, fish scales, peacock feathers, and fowl feathers. Not all of us have gotten to use the microscopes because it takes a long time to do the microscope activity. The most important rule is when you use the coarse adjustment knob, don't lower the lens while looking through the eyepiece because it will crack the lens. The right way to use a microscope is to turn the adjustment knob while looking through the side. We really enjoyed this microscope activity.
Also this week, we started Student of the Week. The student of the week is Emily J. The student of the week is when Mr. Sprankle picks a student out of his fairness cards. Mr. Sprankle makes a cartoon out of the student's picture. Mr. Sprankle uses a computer to make the cartoon out of the student. Next week is Sage.
The next thing we did is puzzle pieces. Puzzle pieces show what we like. We will fit together and will become a class of different interests. Everyone has different hobbies. Everyone has different things that they drew on their puzzle piece.
This week we also want to tell you about morning meeting. Every day after specialist, we do morning meeting. Morning meeting is when we sit in a circle and sometimes read an article. If we aren't reading an article, we are usually reading the emails. And this week, Mr. S came up with a very good idea that we should eat snack during morning meeting. And that is morning meeting.
We got some mail this week from Margaret Johnson, Director of Learning and Teaching and Accountability from Palos Park, Illinois. We love your podcast and your blog and everything about Room 208. Sounds like you're learning a lot and having a great time. What more could teachers, parents, or students ask for? We are two tech coaches for a school district in Illinois, and we want to use your blog and podcast as models for some of our classrooms to emulate. Good vocabulary word. Look it up and tell us if you will know. Now use this word yourselves. We will be contacting you soon to see if you want to communicate with some of our students and teachers. Many thanks for all the hard work you've done and show the rest of our terrific possibilities for making learning exciting. from Mrs. J and Mrs. B.
Thank you for that email, and we'll hope we will be talking to you soon.
Wow, thank you for the word of the week, Emulate, in the letter you wrote us, Mrs. Johnson. I'm Cassidy, and the word of the week this week is Emulate. I'm going to ask some people what they think Emulate means. What do you think the word emulate means?
I think it means that you're looking up a word.
I think it means to, like, relate to something.
I think it means... Well, I'm not really sure. I think it means a lot of things, so I'm not sure what to say.
I think it means to go exploring.
What do you think the word emulate means?
It sounds like something a fish would eat.
I think emulate means something you would do.
What emulate really means is to try to become equal or be like someone else, especially by imitating. I'm Cassie, and that was the word of the week.
Dear Room 208, my name is Richie Gutarski and I live outside Stockholm in Sweden. I've got two kids about the same age of you, that is my son Milton, he's almost 11, and my daughter Nelly, she's turning 8 on Sunday. First of all, I want to congratulate you to Room 208. It's a fascinating podcast. I really thank you for doing it. The thing is, a week ago I read the article in the New York Times, and since then I've listened to about 4 of your podcasts with great pleasure, I must say. And I also listened to the interview with Mr. Sprankle and you, made by another podcaster, David Warlicker, at the Connect Learning. I do a little bit of podcasting myself. I'm a marketing consultant, and I try to help schools with marketing-related issues. And by the way, I do a podcast with my son Milton. He's really good at English, but he doesn't want to do the podcast in English, so we do it in Swedish, which I guess it's a little bit complicated for you to understand. But I have some questions, and if you could comment them or answer them, I would really appreciate that, because I would like to help schools in Sweden do the same thing as you do, which I think it's a great thing. So, being a marketer, I'm interested in how you think your podcast has marketed your school. In one way, that is, people in your community, have they heard about you now? I guess that people all over the world, including me, have heard about you, but the rest of the community around your town. And I think most of all interesting is how have your friends and families reacted to this? Do your parents listen? Has any of your moms and or dads sort of said as because I thought, wow, I get into the classroom, I see what you do, I see what you learn, I followed you to the museum, and I think it's great to being with you, even though you're there and I'm here. And also, if I got that right, you think school is more fun now when you do podcasting, and I think that's a great thing. If podcasting, or blogging for that sake, could help more and more kids to think that school is more fun, then, as I know, unfortunately, some kids don't like school. So that's my major questions. What do you think about how your podcast has affected how your school is marketed. Do more kids want to go to your school? Does more parents want to send their kids to your particular school? And by the way, if you have time, I also am interested in knowing what kind of tools you use for making the recordings and the editing. Again, congratulations. It's a great thing you've done. Thank you very much for letting me know you and listen to you. And keep up the cool work. Bye-bye.
Mr. Gutarski asked us some questions like, how do you think your podcast has marketed your school? And do more kids want to go to your school? Do more parents want their kids to go to your school? I'm not sure, but if I was not in the school, I would want to be. He also asked, have people in your community heard about you now? Yes. I think because we've been in newspapers like the Portland Press and New York Times. Another question he asked is, do you think school is more fun because of the podcast? Why? Yes, because we get to choose what we get to do on the podcast, and we work more together.
I think more people want to come to our school because we do podcasting and they want to try it to do it themselves. My friends and family want to listen to this because I told them about it and they were really happy and they wanted to go and listen to the podcast. I think school is more fun because we get to work on what we like and it's fun.
Richard Gutarski asked what tools we are using to create a podcast. The tools we use are called iRiver 2000, microphone stand, mixer, computer, and shotgun microphone. Richard Gutarski also asked how the podcast is marketed at our school. I think more kids want to come to our school or at least switch to multi because of the podcast. I haven't really heard anyone say that, but I think so because the podcast is really famous and kind of, and they might have heard of it and wanted to do it. And Richard Gutarski also asked, have people in our community heard about the podcast? And, yeah, because we have gotten, like, letters from people all over Wells and some from Kennebunk. And I was once at my little brother's soccer, and I was catching frogs with this kid, and he came up to me and is like, did you do the podcast? Richard Gutarski also asks, how have your friends and family reacted to the podcast? I think that my little brother, he's in second grade, is kind of jealous that I've been in newspapers. And I once said, I'm in a newspaper when I came home from school, and he's like, no, you're not. I think they just, reacted kind of excited for the podcast that's going to come up next.
I think that more kids want to come to our school because they hear how fun it is to have a podcast in newspapers. I think that people in our community have heard about us because people come in and interview us and put us in the newspaper that gets sent around. My family and friends think that the podcast is great because then everybody hears us and they can hear us on the podcast, and you can hear it all over the world.
I think more kids want to go to our school because the podcast, I think they think it's really cool and they'd like to join. They want to think of things for the podcast, be in the podcast. talk about it, show their parents.
Yeah, people have heard of us from the community. They've probably went to go find something that had our name in it, and they popped up and they said, "Hey, what's that?" And then they went on the podcast and then they told everybody, and now they know about the podcast. My family and friends, I told them about the podcast and they said it's really cool. I have to show my sister or my brother, and then they passed it on and passed it on and told them the other friend, and then they told their friends, and now they know about it. I think school is more fun because of the podcast, because you really get to show your teacher what you like. You want to do a math corner or a reading corner, and you just have to write it down on a piece of paper, and then your teacher will record it.
The tools we're using are many different books and websites to get our information. My friends and family really like the podcast because I can see what we're doing in school. More parents want their kids to come to our school because they think they're going to have lots of fun and they think they'll learn in many different ways.
I think more kids are coming to our school because their parents think they'll learn more and they might get to do the podcast. They probably think everyone in the school is doing podcasts, even though only our classes. But even though some kids don't get to do podcasts, still it's really fun here. I think that school is more fun now because of the podcast, because we get to do more. We get to choose what we want to do on the podcast. But we don't have to do certain sections, so we really get to do what we want.
I hope you liked this week's topics. I think they were awesome. Don't forget to listen to next week's podcast at bobsprinkle.com. You can email us at room208podcast@gmail.com. See ya!
Some of the music provided today came from the Pod Show Pod Save Music Network. Check it out at musicpodshow.com.